When Harold Jacques looks back on his childhood, he doesn't visualize the memories, he hears them. Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers and Elvis Presley on the record player were the sounds of his youth thanks to a father who was obsessed with music. It didn't take long for Jacques to form a love of his own as he began collecting vinyl records as a teenager. When I was growing up, my dad was a big music guy and it was always playing in my house, Jacques said. I started buying vinyls when I saw my dad's collection. In the years since, his goal has been to share his love with others, including at an upcoming event at Farm League Brewing on March 9. The vinyl market features vendors sharing, selling and spinning their collections with the community. The entry fee is $2 with the proceeds being donated to the Cambridge Food Bank. Jacques has taken his passion as far as opening his own mini-store with his father out of his dad's home. He estimates they have about 1,000 records. One day I saw a guy on Kijiji that had 100 records for sale, Jacques said of how their collection started. I decided to split them with my dad. We started doing that a few times and noticed people were super into it. For Jacques, there's something about vinyl records that draws him in. The mood they can set and the nostalgia they stir up is unlike anything else in music, he believes. It's something he hopes never goes away. I hope people still have an appreciation for vinyl records and the sound quality, he said. The atmosphere it creates, you can have a drink and put a record on. It's a whole experience. I relate it to going to the video store on a Friday night. Colin McKinnon, co-owner of Farm League Brewing, is no stranger to music himself. From live shows inside the brewery to the recent Fest 2 fall event in Dixon Park, being more than just a place to grab a drink is critical to his business model. Events like these enhance the Farm League Brewing experience by attracting like-minded individuals to our known local music venue, McKinnon said. They expose the community to niche opportunities and create expectations for future events, contributing to our identity as an event-focused brewery. By providing leisure experiences, McKinnon hopes to differentiate his business and encourage residents to support local. We aim to make the brewery a place that excites people, offering not just great-tasting beers but also a versatile space for various events, he said. Our goal is to distinguish ourselves and become a hub for entertainment.